In the 1950s, scientist Jonas Salk set out to accomplish a pretty incredible feat: save America's children from polio. The disease was ravaging kids the world over until Dr. Salk surprised the international medical community with his groundbreaking vaccine. Hello, and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Ice cream, swimming pools, polio outbreaks. That's what summer looked like in the United States in the 1940s. Every year, polio was killing thousands of kids and leaving thousands more unable to walk or sometimes unable to even breathe on their own. Enter Dr. Jonas Salk. He's the director of the Virus Research Lab at University of Pittsburgh's School of Medicine, and he's been studying polio. And his research leads to two important ideas about the virus. One, polio is bad. And two, we should get rid of it. Kidding, everyone had those ideas. His two were: one, there are three types of polio, and two, there may be a way to vaccinate against all of them. Traditionally, vaccines use a weakened version of the virus to stimulate an immune response, which often makes patients mildly sick with the very virus they're trying to avoid. Dr. Salk worries that a weakened polio virus may still paralyze vaccinated children, an absolute disaster. So he plans to use viruses that are fully dead. Not mostly dead, all dead. 100% finito, todos muertos. You get it. He grows polio viruses in the lab and then he kills them with formaldehyde. And this is where things get tricky. He can't fully obliterate the virus or it won't cause an immune response, but he has to destroy enough that it can't infect cells. He basically needs an intact virus corpse. It's a delicate balancing act. But Salk has faith. So much faith in his new vaccine technique that he tests some of the first shots on himself. Then he tests it on his coworkers. None of them come down with polio or even mild symptoms. The scientists slash human lab rats then study their blood to find antibodies. And they do find them. But these scientists have been working with the polio virus for years. They may have already been exposed previous to their injections. So Dr. Salk selects some new test subjects: his wife and kids. After giving his family polio shots while they're asleep so they won't be mad at him if they do get polio, kidding, they knew. After giving them their shots, Dr. Salk monitors his family, and everyone's fine. And now they have the antibodies. Dr. Salk now announces they have a vaccine ready for the next step, testing it on over 1 million children. On February 23, 1954, Dr. Salk brings his dead polio cells to an elementary school. First through third graders line up, and Dr. Jonas Salk will administer the first shot himself. Within 2 hours, 137 kids have been vaccinated in the first step of the study. The kids are nicknamed the Polio Pioneers. And the first trial is a huge success, so they quickly expand the study to Virginia. And that's a success too. In 1955, Dr. Salk appears on TV to announce some great news. The polio vaccine is 90% effective, and it's ready for the public. The timing could not be better. 1955 sees a massive outbreak, 29,000 cases. Now, it's a race to get the vaccine into people's arms. Just 2 years later, in 1957, polio cases are down to only 5,500 in the U.S., 20% of what they were 2 years before. By 1959, 90 countries now have the polio vaccine. And in 1994, polio is officially eradicated from North America. It doesn't show up at all anymore. Today, Dr. Jonas Salk's mission lives on with the Salk Institute, a research center to cure and eliminate deadly diseases, including cancer and COVID-19. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found coverage by the Smithsonian and the Salk Institute incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.